Okay, so now we're going to go further in the Gemara. So we have, we're on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. So we did an Etil's Dayim for Pas. We did an Etil's Dayim for Tibul V'mashka. Right? Now what we have left is something which we don't do, but Etil's Dayim for Peros. Okay? So so the Gemara is Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. It's like almost towards the bottom, like 10 lines, 15 lines from the bottom. Over all other Roshia. Lo Amru Etil's Dayim L'Peros Ela Misham Nikias. Okay, so they only said Etilas Yedayim for Peros because of Nikias, because of cleanliness. Nikias, whatever you want to say, Nikias, right? Okay, so what does that mean? What's the import of that statement? Like, Lo Amru Etilas Yedayim for Nikias. I mean, you see right away, it's going to have to be understood, considered differently, be according to, let's say, Rashi and the Rashba versus Tosos and the Rambam. Because according to Tosvos, the Rambam, real and the Tizayim v'chulun is also because of Nikias. Right? I mean, so you're going to have to understand what does it mean, Lo Amra El Mishim Nikias. I mean, everything's Nikias. Nikias, right? And according to Rashi and at least according to Rashi and Rashba, it's easier to understand because you know, normal Tizayim is because of, you know, it's because of it's not doing the kiss, it's just simply because of shach truma. But then this is only because of the kiss, doesn't, you know what I mean? So pshat is easy to understand according to that. But I'm just pointing out, we're gonna have to, we have other problems, but we're gonna have to keep in mind who had to learn this Gemara according to the different positions. I mean, there are two trends, two positions going on here. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So what does that mean? Well, what's the import of that? Only shouldn't kiss. So savar mina. They thought, I guess the people who were there understood, that what Rav Elazar Moshe was saying is chova hu delaka ha mitzvah ika. So they thought, what is he saying, lo amar nikias? It means it's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. Right? Amar lehu Rav, lo chova velo mitzvah. El Rosh says, no, no, no. We didn't mean that. We didn't mean that it's not a chova, but it's a mitzvah. No, no, neither is it a chova, nor is it a mitzvah. Rather, it's a rishos. Okay? I mean, these terms, a lot of terms here. I mean, that's part of the problem here. What are these terms? What's chova, what's mitzvah, what's rishos? Right? That's maybe a problem. So the first question, what's the difference between chova and mitzvah? I mean, it's not a chova, but it's a mitzvah. I mean, what does that mean? So at first, on the basic level, what would you say that means? Just simple pshat, if you didn't know anything else, what would you say? So it would seem, these terms, this isn't the first time we've encountered these terms of chova and mitzvah and rishos. So in order to know what these terms mean, so let's look back, let's recall, is on the Kufayimanov. Okay? Kufayimanov. So the Gemara there, the two dots, right? Two dots there on the bottom, towards the bottom. Tell us about Amar Vidi Barav and Amar Vyitzchak Barashin. Maim Rishonim Mitzvah Achronim Chova. So Rishonim is mitzvah and Achronim is a chova. Okay? So the Gemara said, "Meisvei, Maim Rishon ve'Achron Chova, and Sam Lushos." No, the Meisvei Brisa said that they're both a Chova, right? So which is it? In other words, Achronim is definitely a Chova, but is Rishonim a Mitzvah like Ravidi Bar Avin or Ritzli Bar Shien is suggesting that it's Maim Rishon is different than Achronim? Achronim is a Chova, but the Rishonim is a Mitzvah, or are they both Chova? Right? That's a contradiction. So the Gemara answers, no. Really, mitzvah l'gabi rishos chova karelai. That it depends. That really, Rabbi Yisrael Barashin is correct. That mayim rishon achronim is a chova, and mayim rishonim is a mitzvah. Right? So why does the Braisa say that they're both a chova? So it says, no, because that's just comparing it. As compared to the rishos, emtsayim, they're both chova. Right? It's mitzvah, they're both chova. Okay? But really, it's a mitzvah. So we said, what's going on, right? Remember, so we said, what's going on here? I mean, what's the difference? The term sounds, so what is it? Is my Mishon Mechov or is my Mechon Mitzvah? Depends on what you're comparing it to. What is it? So we said, so at the time we said, there's two ways to talk about Chova and Mitzvah and Rishos. There's one way is to say, the simpler way is to say, practically, am I obligated or am I not obligated? That's what I wanted to say. Am I obligated? Chova means I'm obligated, and Rishos means I'm not obligated. So if that's the case, in that framework, Rishonim and Achronim are Chova, because you're obligated in them both, and Emtsayim is Rishos. Okay, and Rishon and Achron are exactly the same. Because there's only two choices. Either you're obligated or you're not obligated. There's nothing to talk about. There's no middle ground. You can't have mitzvah. Chov or not chov, you're obligated or not obligated. So that's the brisa. But Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashi'in wasn't telling you about practically are you obligated. But he was telling you the conceptual, the nature of the institution. And in the nature of the institution, even though Rishonim and Achronim are both obligatory, they're of a different character. There's a Rishonim is a mitzvah. And Achronim is chova. So what did chova mean? Chova was where it had a sakana. It's not like a mitzvah is like an action of perfection. But a chova is not perfection. It's simply, you gotta do it. It's for your life. It's like Shema Don Sechem. You just have to protect yourself. So it's because of El Sodoma, so you have to do it. It's not like a character of a Maisa Mitzvah. It's not an action of perfection. It's we said it's prior to Mitzvahs. It's a prerequisite to Mitzvahs. It's that you stay safe. So that's why they're conceptually the two different things. Chov and Mitzvah conceptually are two different things. But they could be they're the same in the regard that they're both obligatory. So you could call them both Chovah because you're obligated to do them both. Okay, so there are two ways to use these terms, chova and chova mitzvah. One way is in the conceptual nature of the thing, the other way is in terms of practically your schaiva, so your chayv or not chayv. You know what I mean? Okay. So now back to Akron, okay? So now it's saying is that what did they think? So they thought that Rav Elazar Amar Voshia was saying that Netilas Yadayim for Peros is not a chova, but it's a mitzvah. Right? It's not a chovah, but it's a mitzvah. So on the surface, what does chovah and mitzvah mean? When you're talking about chovah and mitzvah in juxtaposition to one another, what would you say it means? Chovah would mean like sakana, and mitzvah would mean an action of perfection. Right? So it's saying that netilas yadayim for peros is only a mitzvah, is only an action of perfection. Right? Oh, but the question is, but that's exactly what my Rishonim is. Right? So, Lo amru netilas yadayim l'peros ella l'mishum nekiyah sounds to be that he's minimizing what netilas yadayim for peros is. But if you're saying, if you understand that there was a simple way, the way the Gemara Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashi'in was using it, is chova means chova mitzvah, my mishum is also a mitzvah. So he's basically saying that a peros is exactly the same as netilas yadayim, but that's clearly what Rav Elazar Moshe was trying to say. So that's a problem. Right? That's a problem. So that's the problem, the Ritva, the Rashba are both dealing with it. But I guess the Rashba is a little more explicit about it. It's more clear. So we'll look at the Rashba. Right? But that's the problem. I mean, you don't need the Rashba to notice the problem. If you just try to figure out what Pshat is, you're faced with what exactly do these terms mean, you know? So to the Rashba, let's read the Rashba. So he says, it's the paragraph, it's Kufa on the staff, it's Kufa of Manav. Tamili. Imkain, ma bein peros lapas. He says, I understand. If they were right that it's not a chova, but it's a mitzvah, what's the difference between peros and pas? That feel of a pas like a chova el a mitzvah. Right? Even my pas is only a mitzvah. Kedemrin on lael, rishon a mitzvah. Right? Ubraisa diktani rishon rachon chova, hatoritzna Allah, mitzvah gai rishon chova karila. When you just say chova without using mitzvah at all, so then it means talking about whether you're chayv or not chayv. But when you say chova and mitzvah, the Gemara over there showed that it's talking about chova versus mitzvah, versus the perfection versus danger. So therefore, your Rishonim is also a mitzvah. So therefore, it's exactly the same thing as pas. But that's clearly not the implication of Rav Moshe's statement. Okay? So this is V'yeshel Omar. Dehani lo shmilu devar v'idi baravin. Amar mitzvah. Really, these people didn't know about the Gemara. All they knew about was the Brisa. The Brisa says that Rishonim and Achronim are both Chova. And have a mashmalu to Kshem Shachronim Chova, Kach Rishonim Chova. Right? Ubepirish Chova laka on mitzvahika. Kach nearly. So basically, they really didn't have that whole distinction. So they just had everything's Chova. And then everything's chova. And they're saying, but they thought that but for peros, it's not a chova, but it's a mitzvah. Okay? But it's a mitzvah. So it turns out, so it's saying is that chova means, according to this, it would seem like in the sense of the brisa. It simply means it's obligatory. I don't think he thought my Rishonim was because of sakana, right? That's not what it means. But it means, so they thought my Rishonim and Achronim are both chovah, they're both obligatory. So if that's the case, when it's saying chovah udalaka ha mitzvah ika, what was the import of that? What did it mean? What did it mean, according to the way they thought? But the way I understand what pshat is, I mean, because it's hard. So what did they think? They thought that Mayim Rishonim was because of Sakana? Was also because of Chova? What does that mean? It can't be. They thought that. How does it? There's no melatonomous on your hands before you eat the meal. I mean, altogether, it's not shayach. So pshat, I think what he's saying pshat is that if you only had the brisa of Mayim Rishonim Ve'achronim Chova, so you wouldn't start making any chilukim about imperfections, Sakana. You just say, what is it saying? It's telling you one thing. It's telling you they're both obligatory. Right? That's all you'd say. They're both obligatory. Right? And then, if you had this statement, it would say, Soberman of the Ventilus is dying for Peros. You'd say, Chovo Udo Lassa, Al Mitzvah Ika. So what it would mean you're not obligated to do an Ventilus dying for Peros, but it's a Kiyam. It's a Mitzvah. Mitzvah there would mean it's a Kiyam. It's a game. It's an action of perfection, but you're not obligated.
Like tefillah. In other words, just like meaning tefillah. Tefillah
is a game. Yeah, right. Something like that. Right. No, it's a mitzvah. It's a game. It's a game. What's a game? Nikias or whatever. No, it's a game. That's what they would have thought. And then they answered, no. That's not what he means. He means it's not only is it not a mitzvah. It's not a chovah. It's not even a mitzvah. It's simply rishos. It's totally optional. No game whatsoever.
Right.
I mean that's pshat. Yeah, okay. But he's saying, or what Tosa, what the Rishonim bring in is that if those guys, the people who had this Havmina, had already known this Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan about what Chova means Legave Mitzvah, it wouldn't have been appropriate for them to say Chova Mitzvah Laka, because or Chova Udalaka Mitzvah Laka, because Chova and Mitzvah are already terms which are reserved, at least according to that Gemara earlier, for danger versus Mitzvah. But that's what he's saying is that they didn't know about that whole thing. So according to them, what did they mean? That all they knew was chova. They're both chova. So all they meant is that chova, it's not obligated, it's not obligatory. Rather, it's a mitzvah, it's a kiyam. And then the Gemara says, no. Rava says, you're wrong. It's not even a kiyam. It's totally optional. So that's what it would turn out, according to the way the Rosh is learning, is that when Rav Elazar Rosh said that lo omrim tisayim el peres el nikiyos, doesn't mean it's not chayiv, like Rishonim. Rather, it's just a kiyam of Nikias? Or does it mean, no, it's not even that, but it's totally obligatory. Totally obligatory. In which case, it's funny. You say it's totally... totally optional. If you'd say that it's totally optional, right? Rishos means mamish, rishos. What's the import of the statement? What are you saying? They only said, until it's time for Peros, is rishos. It's Nikias, is rishos. I mean, so what'd they say? Whether they came along to tell you that if it's time for Peros is a rishos, I mean, what's... You know what I mean? Like, it sounds, that's why Sovereign made sense. They thought he was saying, they only said it in the Kiyas. I mean, there's only a Kiyam. It's a Kiyam of Nikias, but there's no Chiyav. But then the Rav is correcting it and saying, no, it's really not even a mitzvah. So it's not even a Kiyam. Just totally optional. Right? Totally optional. So what does that mean then? What is it? So is it just Nikias? So what's Nikias? Just cleanliness? So, lo amru until it's not a pair. So Chazal just said this thing that it's cleaning?
It's
the way I would have read Rishos would mean that it's a kiyam. That's what I would have said. Long ago, Rishos, I would have said it means it's a kiyam. It's a Rishos. It means it's an optional kiyam. It's a Rishos. It means it's optional, but it's a kiyam. It's a kiyam and a kiyas. And that's what they're saying. But you can read it that way because based upon the Rashba and his diyuk, you're forced to saying that's what mitzvah means.
Right.
Echova means you're obligated. Mitzvah means you're not obligated, but it's a kiyam. So then Rishos is going to have to mean that it really is nothing.
Right.
Not even a kiyam. So then, what? Lo omrim tisayim kiyas. What? That it's nothing. Well, what is it then?
It's not.
But that's what he's saying. He's saying that they thought, right? So it was originally they thought it meant that tisayim for peros isn't a chiyav, but it's a mitzvah. It means it's a kiyam, right? But then comes along Rama and says, no. It's not a kiyam, but it's just rishus. Okay, it's rishus, which is. Max suggests means a philosophical benefit. It's not halachic kiyam, but it's a good thing to do, philosophically. But it has no import halachically, no whatsoever, right? So it's Rishos. That's a machlokas between what they thought and what Rava is saying, what he really meant when he says Mishnah Kiyas, right? And then, but then the Gemara doesn't leave it there. The Gemara says Upliga Dorv Nachman. But this whole statement of Rosh Roshi, as interpreted by Rava, is arguing Rav Nachman. Dama Rav Nachman, not the other saying only gasa ruach. He says, on the contrary, it's gasas to do it. It's arrogance, and it's awesome, right? Someone says, yeah, Rashi. If also lina gasma v'gasas aruach v'lavrashasi. Maybe it is. You know, but you know, he says that obviously means it's asr. So it's being no way with gasaro. It's like yora. So it's asr to do because you're acting with gasaro. So it's saying that. So that statement is arguing on Rav Oshio, who's saying it's rishos. Obviously, la alomra l'mishanikia sounds like it's a good idea, or it's rishos. But to say that it's a gasaruach, that's certainly not a saying it's a, that's saying it's asr. You're not allowed to do it. So you really have three possibilities here, right? Because they thought it was a kiyam, right? They thought it was a kiyam. Then it's saying, no, it's not a kiyam, it's just Rashas. And if not, it's Ravas, that's really Ravas and Tavish Roshia. And then it's saying, no, it's not that, it's Asr. So it's Gazaro. Right? So we're going to have to explain the Machlokas. I mean, on the one hand, you have Rav Nachman, who seems to say it's a Rashas, or which maybe means it's a good idea, or something like that, versus Rav Nachman, who's saying, on the contrary, it's Asr, it's Gazas. I mean, the gas is seemingly, like Jake's saying, it sounds like that's right, is that it's, you can't just take on any chumrah you want. I mean, who are you to start doing, so, you know? But I mean, that it's hard to understand, though, because the question is, manushah, is this part of Ntil Zadayim? So then you should have to do it. And if it's not Ntil Zadayim, then well, where's there room to just start making a chumrah here? You know, and just say it's nothing. So it's not gossip. So you just don't do something which isn't halacha. That's not gossip. It's just crazy. You just, what are you doing? You're just not doing anything. You know, I wash my hands before I run. So it's not gossip. It's just I'm not doing anything. You know what I mean? So is until it's time for peros, does peros, I mean, that's the question. I mean, where does this fit into the whole picture? You know what I mean? Peros. I mean, that's really the problem here. Like, well, how did this thing come into being? I mean, those time, you don't say, if you want to wash your hands for any activity you want to do in the world, what's the implications? So how does peros fit in here? I mean, that's really, you have all these different ways. How does it fit in? Is it chiyah? Is it mitzvah? Is it rishos? Is it asr? I mean, but what's the, like, well, where does this thing fit into our whole picture here? You know what I mean? I mean, I think that's the main problem. You know what I mean? Why would a person be doing this altogether? What's the whole, what's going on here? The first thing we have to just set straight is here, which Rishonim we're talking about, because I think it's very important. It's a whole different ballgame. Is like, according to Rashi, according to the Rambam and Tosfos, so Netil Sidayim for Chulin is really Nikias. Right? It is Nikias. It's Kedusha Nikias, right? So according to them, so what Jake, what you're saying is a good direction. Is that that's only by, there was only a Chi of Nikias by Pas. But now, if a guy wants to extend this idea to even to peros, even like an achila which lacks that kvias or whatever, he just wants to stop do it on any achila, you know? Because you could argue, you could do that also on such a high level. I even need kedusha, even when I eat fruits. You know what I mean? That's also, I'm so involved in the perfection and in kedusha that when I eat, and even if I eat fruits, I gotta remove myself, you know? Right. So you can say that's. That, you could say, is that's what the guy's trying to do. Which, arguably, is a good idea if you're at a high level. And if you're not, then you could say it's Yorah, it's Gazaruah. So you could see, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's a good argument to say it is Gazaruah, and it's also, that's the must be Rav Nachman Svar. Now, on Svar is, that's the idea. Then Tiyos Naim is the Nib Kedusha. But it's only by Pas. But now you're this big tzaddik that you're saying, I could even do it by Peros. Right? So, who are you? It's awesome. Right? And that's good. So what's the other argument of Rav Oshia? Ravo is seeming to saying that no, it really would be, it's not Asar. You could do it. Right? This is not a chovah, it's a mitzvah, it's a rishos, so you know. I mean, it seems to be a good argument. Isn't that, right? Isn't that gaiva? Isn't that, right? You know what I mean? Like, according to, just as a pause, according to Rashi and Rashba, the whole Ntil has nothing to do with Nikiya, so this is going to have to, you have to learn this differently. I mean, like, this is kind of like a natural discussion based upon the assumption that Ntil's time is based upon the condition of Nikiya. If it's not, then you're going to have to think and rethink this thing. So we're going to limit ourselves to the Tosos and, you know, Tosos and the Ramana. You can't just say any crazy thing is gossip. I mean, a guy just starts taking on himself this stupid things. It's not gossip. It's just stupid. It's not. Right. I mean, gossip means that it points to a high level. So what does it point to a high level? It just points to nothing. Right. So it must be. It's because that there you see the idea of kedusha. So then that when you're involved in eating, you're involved in kedusha. So now you're taking that to the nth degree. You're saying not only Chazal said only when you have a seuda, because seuda is really an involvement in achila and kviyas. But you're saying, you know what? Even when I just take a little snack, I have to do it. I'm so high level that I got to even do it. So that's gossip to say you're at such a level. Now, maybe Rabbi Yonasi would do such a thing. It's possible, and as long as, you know, or that would be there is a human being who may, might do such a thing, you know. But that's saying for a person to do that, that's asar. You're not allowed to do it. I mean, it's beyond what you're allowed to do. But that seems to be a good argument. So the question is: so what is Rav Oshio's? What is at least Rav or whatever to say that you could do it? Right? I mean, clearly Rav Oshio is saying you could do it because he's saying lo on ruel lo mishum nikiyah. So it means apparently it lends itself to doing it. Not a gossip. So let's just before. I mean, this is a problem, right? So the question is, what's the sheet of Rav Oshio? How is it not an issur of gossip? It sounds like a good argument. So let's just go for it. Finish up the Gemara. Let's finish up the Gemara, and I want to just show you a Miri. Okay, but okay. So we'll take these as far as up for tomorrow. But the Gemara then goes further. It's a good story. I'm a Rabba Bar Barchana. Barchana says, "Kamina kamed Ravami Ravasi." So I was in front of Ravami and Ravasi. Aisu l'kamayu kalkal de pere. So they brought in front of them a basket of fruits. V'achlu, and they ate. V'lo moshe yidayu. Right? And they didn't wash their hands. They didn't wash for the fruits. V'lo yavu li'imidi. And they didn't give me anything. They didn't offer me anything. Whereas they were two guys eating. They didn't offer me to join in with them. U'barech chad chad l'chudei. And they each made a bracha on their own. Okay, they made their own brachas. Okay? So it says, Shema minatla. So I derived... Okay, Rabbi Chana is deriving from this story, from this mundane story, three different halachas. Okay, let me see. So it's like a chazal, you know. Okay, so it says.
It's funny they were only giving if they
want to do mitzvah. I guess. All right, we got that. Yeah, let's skip shoppers, right? So it says Shema Mina in Tos Lam Peros. First thing you see, there's no Tos Lam Peros, because you see Rami Ravasi didn't wash. All right, so why didn't they wash? It must be on the Islam for Paris. Okay, that's first. That's a good deduction, right? That follows. Shramina Shlaim Shramina Imzamin al Paris. You see also they nam Izamin al Paris, because if there was Allah Zimun on Paris, so they would have offered me to eat. And we would have then had a Zimun. Right? But the fact that they didn't offer me to eat shows that there's no Allah Zimun by Paris. Right? And apparently they weren't gonna give him food anyways, like it's Okay, I mean, I guess it means he wasn't eating. But if there was a dinner with Zimun Peros, then they would have done it. It would have been a good idea. Right? Yeah. Right. V'shmamina, and also you see, Shnai Shachal, Mitzvah Chalik, they see two people who eat together, it's a mitzvah to make a bracha separately. Whereas then you don't, since you don't have three, you're not supposed to be motzi another person in their own bracha. But you should make a bracha on their own. Okay, it's different sugya, but that's right, because you see that. That they didn't make a bracha one for the other, but they made brachas on their own. Okay? Fine. Right, and that's where it says, Bama dvarim shayu shneim, I'm sorry, Tanya nam yachi, shayim shalachu mitzvah chalik, Bama dvarim shayu shneim sofma, v'lechot sovracha bor, sofma v'racha bor yotzi. Right. So it's saying, in terms of being motzi someone, that's if you're both at a high level, so if you both know how to make brachas. But if one guy doesn't know how to make a bracha, then you can be motzi. Fine, that's aga bracha. Okay? So basically, you learn three things from this. So on the surface, these are three totally disconnected things. And right, nothing to do with one another. And it's telling you from the story, the reason why you guys bring this in is because you see from the story that you don't do until Islam for Paris, right? You don't do until Islam for Paris. Okay. I mean, presumably, it's a good question. What does it mean? Does it mean you're not chayiv to do it? Does it mean you're not allowed to do it? Does it mean, you know, like how do you, it's hard to know, really. I mean, all you just know is that they didn't do it. But no one held you chayiv to do it. So it's kind of funny. I guess, like, if it were a good idea, Ravani and Rasi would have done it. I mean, that's all. If it was a good idea, they would have done it. Why didn't they do it? So it must be that, I mean, you could say it's bringing proof to Rav Nachman that it's awesome. Because so otherwise they should have done it. I mean, these are high-level people.
Right.
So they didn't do it, it must be you can't do it. And it could
be.
Yeah,
I think when the Rishon says that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Rav says that.
Yeah, okay. This one question is, if you look at the Meiri here, it's a funny Meiri, it says, Kishem She'in Netilas Yidayim, this is on this Gemara. It says, Kishem She'in Netilas Yidayim Leperos, just like there's no Halachim Netilas Yidayim Leperos, Kach, Ein Bohem Zimon. So too, there's no Zimon. That's Lomash Shalach LePeros. Ein Mizamon LaBracha Shabbat. Okay, there's you're not Mizamon for the bracha. Okay, question. Question is, what's this Kashem? What does it mean Kashem? You know, those one to another. And Tilz Nayim Peros is one halacha, and Zimon is another halacha. Right? I mean, what is Tilz Nayim? What's Kashem? What's Kashem have to do with it? Right? I mean, it sounds like he's not just saying, I mean, just saying, Mishamim Atlas. What is it, Kashem? And it seems like the Miri holds that they're conceptually related here, you know?
Mutil
Sidayim. Mutil Sidayim, exactly. That's whether you're Mutil Sidayim for Peros, and whether you're Mizamin for it. Whether you're Mizamin for Peros. Right? Okay. So that's the question. Okay, and then all the other questions. Okay, well, the question is, I guess specifically the question we're going to discuss is that thing is within that Rambam and Tosas that it's that we understand that it's gasas to do into Zayim for Peros, but why? What's the argument to say that you're allowed to do it? I mean, it seems to be a good story, you can't do it. Right? Okay. And also get back to that other question we left off with the Tibul Mashka on the Rambam. How does the Rambam say you do it until on Tibul Mashka, right?